This is Passport to Texas. Kenneth Garcia has a name for the kind of hunting he usually does.
I call it poor man hunting because I hunted on state property in New Mexico for mule deer and, you know, some small leases and stuff here in Texas.
The cost of high fence hunting leases offering premium animals are out of reach for most hunters.
I look all the time at what they cost nowadays here in Texas and I go, you know, how can I justify that expenditure? And the answer is I can't.
Kenneth got a chance to hunt like the 1% when in 2010, Texas Parks and Wildlife drew his name to win the Grand Slam from Big Time Texas Hunts. He'd been spending $10 annually on entries for a dozen years.
Oh, okay, I did it for 12 years, so I put $120 toward that hunt before I won it. Whoop-de-doo.
He considers it an investment in habitat conservation, which is how entry fees are used.
If you're a hunter or a person who enjoys the outdoors, even if you don't win, it's being put to good use. And all of us can spare $10. We drop it on useless stuff every day. So putting it towards something like this is a whole lot better in the long run.
There are 7 premium Big Time Texas Hunt packages, including the Grand Slam. Online entry is $9 and $10 at retailers. Deadline to enter is October 15th. Find more information on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.